I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in India, where Christians are being threatened or attacked for their faith in Christ almost daily. Hindus are fearful that Christians will dominate, and that fear is causing tension, but it's not stopping the work of Pastor Singh in the city of Vijayawada. Early last month, E3 Partners trained and helped local Christians lead 500 people to Christ, and that allowed Singh and others to hold Christmas campaigns in three areas of the city.
First day, 150 people came. Second day, more than 200 people came. Third day, almost it was the 500 people. So we see that hundreds are responding to the gospel, giving their life to Jesus.
Pray as these new believers begin discipleship training. Next, unprecedented poverty levels have driven almost 250,000 Haitian children into slavery. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, parents get desperate when they can't feed or clothe their children. For Haiti is scrambling to meet the people's desperate physical needs while sharing the love of Christ. Consider how you can help.
We'll have to make some adjustments, but through prayer and faith, I see things looking up. I have a very positive attitude about the impact that we'll be able to make with whatever we receive.
And more young boys could be exploited as Sudan faces possible war in 2011. Partners International's Carlos Calderon says they'll work to protect the youth in 2010.
We're building with the African Inland Church, Sudan, in reaching out to this whole generation of child soldiers.
Partners provides hope with new buckets and the gospel of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Kramer.